Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our first reading from Revelation chapter 14, but also from our other readings as well. We'll touch on those just a little bit. Fear God. Not too many people are doing that these days, fearing God. Folks don't understand the Lord too well, and they don't realize that there are consequences for what you believe. Luther understood that. And that's why he wanted to make sure that the Bible got translated into German so that the person, the everyday person, would be able to read the scriptures. Because you see, he understood that the Bible wasn't meant to be passed on just from one scholarly generation to the next. He wanted to make sure that more people knew about it, knew what was in it. Trouble is these days, though, even today, many Christians, they don't know what's in their Bibles. And if you don't know what's in your Bible, how can you educate anybody else on what's in there if you don't know in the first place? Well, how important is it? Well, I have a pastor friend who is a pastor in Wichita, Kansas, at Risen Savior Lutheran Church. Something unique about his church, really it's the situation in which he finds himself. There was a mosque that was built right across the street from his church. Now, if you haven't heard this before, you might find that this is a little bit interesting here. Many times, Islam, when they're going to put up a new mosque, will build it intentionally across the street from a Christian church. Now, one thing that's unique about this is not in and of itself that they're free to put up their churches, their mosques wherever they'd like. But what they do, though, is they make their parking lots too small. Now, on the one hand, it means that there are people who go and worship there will have to go park in the Christian church's lot right across the street. You know, that's just being friendly. But their motivation, though, is really far worse. You see, what ends up happening then is that they use that as a tool to make Christians uncomfortable by doing so. And then what they end up do many times is that Christian church sells their property and moves elsewhere. Like I said, they like to use the Lutheran church's parking lot. And if they have an event that coincides with an event at the Lutheran church there, well, then their people are already in the habit of parking in the Lutheran church's lot. And so that's a problem. Because then the Lutherans are going there to try and park in their own lot, can't find a spot because it's taken up by those who are walking across the street to their church. So, my pastor friend saw that there was an event that was coming up that, well, was going to have a conflict. And he didn't want to have a conflict. He wanted to be able to have his people park in his own parking lot. So he went across the street, spoke with the imam over there, and told him about the situation that's going on. And the imam said, it's like, don't worry about it. We'll put monitors over there at your parking lot to make sure that people don't, you know, our people don't park in your parking lot. So, sounded like a good deal. And then when the Lutherans pulled up to their own parking lot, they found that there were Muslim monitors there at their parking lot. That was kind of different for them. And you see, when they were pull in, they wouldn't allow them to pull into the parking lot unless they answered this question. Because you see, the monitors there wanted to make sure that they prove to them that they belong there. So here's the question. Prove to me you are a Christian. What do you believe? That was the question they asked of the Lutherans pulling into the lot. Folks were kind of stunned by that. They're just like, you know. They didn't know what to say. Now, for a Muslim there, it's easy for them to say, there's only one God, and Muhammad is his prophet. That's their statement of faith. That's what they confess. But what would you say if you were asked that question? Prove to me you are a Christian. What do you believe? Well, what you say about your faith, and in turn, what you say, what you believe, well, that was very important to Martin Luther. He wanted the truth to be told. He wanted all people to know. And what did he want them to know? Well, that's what we're going to talk about on this 500th anniversary of the Reformation. Well, Luther, as we all might remember, had issues with Johann Tetzel. He was the guy who was out there selling the indulgences. All right, now an indulgence there. That was a piece of paper that he was selling there that got you either forgiveness of sins or perhaps even got you several years out of purgatory, or if you spend enough, you might get a straight shot into getting into heaven. Now, trouble is that when people started doing this, they felt like, it's like, hey, I got this piece of paper there that says I got forgiveness. Why go to church anymore? So they quit going. And that's why Luther started having problems with that. And so he came up then with many abuses that were going on there within the church. And so we talk about just like a couple of them that I read there about indulgences there. Had those 95 theses and nailed them to the church door to what? Introduce a discussion. That's all he wanted, was just a discussion with inside the church talking about these issues with other scholars. Well, that newfangled technology back in the day, known as the printing press, all right? Interesting how that was just created just about 50 years before Luther was born. Well, these people got busy. They took down his 95 theses. They weren't there on the church door for the next day because they were busy setting those up and printing those off and sending those out to everybody to read. Wow. Well, that started a huge discussion. Now, the folks down in Rome, they didn't really particularly appreciate this going on. They didn't like it, and they wanted him to retract his statements. He would not. Luther's works became so impassioned that he, well, ended up having to make a presentation to the emperor at the Diet of Worms. Now, a diet is a general assembly of the leaders of the empire. They got together, and the meeting happened to be in the town of Worms. Now, no, he's not like John the Baptist and ate locusts and wild honey, okay? Get that? It's just a town name, all right? Not anything else. And so here, though, because he refused to retract all of his statements there, well, he was declared an outlaw by the emperor and excommunicated from the church. Now, on his way home, the naive Luther was kidnapped for his protection. And while in seclusion, Luther translated the Bible from the Greek and the Hebrew into German. You see, the church had only permitted one translation and